Nolte, another conspiracy theory proven true. Cosmopolitan admits abortion is satanic. By John Nolte on December 4, 2023. Far-left Cosmopolitan magazine has put us conspiracy theorists out of business by confirming what we already knew, abortion is satanic. The headline reads, "So how does a satanic abortion ceremony even work?" The subheadline reads in part, "Patients of all faiths are welcome at Samuel Alito's mom's satanic abortion clinic in New Mexico." Along with Medical Council TST, the Satanic Temple offers free ceremonial support to everyone. That's a real thing, the Samuel Alito's mom's satanic abortion clinic. The joke is that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito's Catholic mother was pro-abortion, even though she wasn't. Samuel Alito's mom's satanic abortion clinic is a real place. And Cosmopolitan not only confirms what we conspiracy theorists have known all along. Cosmo celebrates the fact that it can finally be said out loud. Abortion is religious ritual, a form of satanic worship. For decades, we were told by Democrats and their allies in the corporate media that abortion is about health care, choice, and body autonomy. Nevertheless, many of us knew the truth, that abortion is the left's act of communion with the devil. And here's no less than Cosmopolitan proving us right. The New Mexico-based telehealth practice, a legitimate medical entity run by an accredited clinical team, offers abortion care to patients within state lines. The staff prescribes abortion pills, at $91 per set. A competitive price, up until the 11th week of pregnancy, and offers 24/7 phone access to licensed medical personnel to anyone in need. It's just that they're also Satanists, members of a religious organization called the Satanic Temple. In reality, Satanism is a non-theistic faith in which TSDs, the Satanic Temple's, roughly 1.5 million global members view Satan more like a mascot. One depicted not as a dark, omniscient deity, Cosmo helpfully explains, but as a literary character. A venerable symbol of rebellion, rational inquiry, personal sovereignty, and resistance against tyranny. Cosmo admits that TST, F followers champion science, religious diversity, and the separation of church and state. Satan symbolizes activism too, the article admits. Whatever. How a bunch of baby-killing freaks and profiteers interpret Satan is meaningless. The bottom line is that what we have here is a major feminist outlook confirming that abortion and Satan worship are tied together, and Cosmo loves it. Samuel Alito's mom's satanic abortion clinic marks an audacious step. From abortion activism to abortion care, Cosmo gushes. By TST's accounting, no other faith-based group in the U.S. has ever launched an abortion clinic. Cosmo presents the following without irony, emphasis added. Unlike other abortion pill by male providers like Hey Jane or Abuzz, TST is a religion. Meaning its patients, who don't have to be Satanists themselves, are participating in a religious ritual. A religious ritual. Abortion is a religious ritual, just like taking communion. Another conspiracy theory proven true by Cosmo is that leftists don't see the murder of an unborn, innocent, helpless human being as an agonizing decision. Take the former Catholic Jessica here, who is out running a few errands before she heads home to kill her own baby courtesy of pills supplied to her by literal Satanists. "I think it's genius," says Jessica over hands-free while driving her kids around Albuquerque, running errands. The 37-year-old mother of three isn't a Satanist, but as of this week, she's a fan. She's also pregnant but not for long. A set of abortion pills is waiting for her back home, thanks to speedy shipping via Samuel Alito's mom's satanic team. On a Zoom call, the Satanic Temple explained the satanic ritual that goes along with the baby murder to Jessica. And Jessica decided to incorporate some ceremonial aspects into her solo abortion experience. Why not? She thought. The overall messaging just clicked with her. Here's the satanic abortion ritual, emphasis original. First, you find a quiet space. Bring a mirror if you can. Just before taking the medication, gaze at your reflection and focus on your personhood. Home in on your intent, your responsibility to you. Take a few deep, relaxing breaths. When you're ready, read the following tenet aloud. One's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone. Take the medication and immediately afterward, recite, beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs. Later, once your body expels the aborted tissue, return to your reflection. Focus again on your personhood, your power in making this decision. Complete the ritual by reciting a personal affirmation. By my body, my blood, by my will, it is done. The writing was always on the wall: empowerment leads to narcissism, leads to self-worship, leads to open Satanism. While I appreciate an outlet like Cosmo finally confirming what we already knew, the tragedy is almost too much to bear. In the scheme of things, when it comes to existence, life on Earth is but a blink of an eye. A blink will determine our eternal fate. Because God does not wish to earn our love through force, He could easily instill us with love, or intimidation. He could easily make Himself known by appearing in the sky. We are both gifted and cursed with free will. God wants us to come to Him willingly, so our eternal fate is our choice. And here, abusing the power of mass media and mass culture, countless souls have literally turned to Satan through the manipulation of empty buzzwords like agency, autonomy, and empowerment. Related: Jesus kills women. Abortion activists mock Christians praying at Supreme Court. Remove the religious element. Let's pretend God and Satan do not exist. Look at how these women have been manipulated into believing killing their own child is a cool and trendy political act. Although we always knew, it is now forever confirmed that all that safe, rare, and legal stuff was bullshit. These people love killing babies, and Jews. Baby killing is their sacrament. And now, rather than hide the satanic aspect of it, they are telling people to embrace the blood sacrifice of their Satanism proudly. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter, Isaiah 5:20. Woe indeed to all those ruined souls. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers and is the perfect Christmas gift. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.